mobile.
B, KN4, VWA.
Hey, buddy, what's going on? Jammed up Monday night. What'd we cover?
They are having a face-to-face on the 31st. We've had a silent key in the club passed away about 2 years ago, the past club president. And we have gonna have face-to-face and put some of his stuff out there for sale to, you know, just the club members, to give them first opportunity at it. And I'm thinking maybe going to put that out on next Monday Night Net. Anybody that's got something they want to bring, we may do that too. But other than that, we're going to finalize how we're going to run the rest of the Simplex with on Thursday night Zoom with the officers and get a rough direction and then let the club members go from there with it.
So the 31st of this month?
Yep, 31st at the American Legion Post number 250 in Tryon. That's right across the railroad tracks.
Well, I hope I can afford to come up there.
That much. I think it's one DMR handheld, two Bowfang handhelds, one Kenwood handheld, one Tentec Omni D with the matching power supply and a matching hand mic to go with it, a couple of antennas, and boxes and boxes of wall wart cables and blah, blah, blah. Just kind of, hey, grab a couple of cables and leave us a little bit of donation for the club, that kind of deal.
Yep. Well, I might be interested in that Kenwood handheld. Is it an old one or a modern or what?
Well, you're going to be getting an email. We're going to send out all the club members what they are with the pictures and all. But I've tested everything but the Tentec, and they all work and are in relatively, you know, good condition. I mean, took pretty good care of the stuff. But I just got to finish rolling up the packet to send out to everybody.
Well, so Monday night was pretty much just a check-in then, right?
Pretty much. You didn't miss anything. But we got some big decisions going to be made on Thursday night with the officers to take a look at the information as a whole, because what is complicating things is if you look around you see the leaves popping out on the trees. So the struggle is, do we go ahead with what we got, or do we wait till the leaves get out and then conduct another one? Because I'm thinking, let me let most of this drop. Can I make it into the repeater?
Good, strong, clean signal. You good?
Yeah, so my struggle is, and I could be wrong. For example, you were able to contact Ed. We're readable, but you could contact him. And he could copy. But that may change once the leaves pop out. And that, you know, that's an issue for me, because, you know, I want everybody to be successful. If the environment changes and they're not successful, then, you know, that's just a lot of disappointment. But, you know, that comes with it too. But I don't know. I might have to think about that for a little bit. But I'm just curious, what do you think? You agree or disagree?
Cell phone go pop off there. But it's my opinion, and you know what? Everybody's got an opinion, and I go along with the flow. But it's my opinion you need to go ahead and run more worst-case scenario. We got our best. Now we need to run the worst before we actually make some solid evaluations about passing traffic.
WWZ.
Hey, Chandler. How you doing, buddy? Hang in there just for a few minutes, just for a minute or two. We'll get you into this.
Well, I am thinking in my mind that the reach with Simplex is going to significantly fall with the leaves. The thing is, I don't know that for a fact, but I don't think it's going to hurt anything to wait a little while longer and get the facts. So once we, but the other club members are not agreeing. You know, they're excited and wanting to go. But I don't know. I'm kind of, I'd like to look at data and see, you know, what the data says. And if the data says that, then we'll go with that. But I just, I don't know. What do you think?
Like I said, Chad, I think you need to run the worst case scenario with all the leaves on good and full. If we get into a situation and you can't pass traffic because of the leaves, then we're ineffective. And, you know, we need to know what our full capabilities are at best and at worst.
My standpoint is, here's what's going to happen if you're not careful. Chandler, I know you're in there, bud. Just hang on. We'll get you in a second. Is if you've been provided with a matrix that says, hey, I should be able to contact this station, then, you know, I expect that matrix to be accurate so that you can do that. But if the environment changes and you can no longer do that, then, you know, that's just, I don't know, I don't know. I just feel like that's just not being responsible with it. Now, I know that sounds kind of corny, but, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with wanting correct data, right?
Time ago, Clint Eastwood had a line from a movie that said, a man's got to know his limitations. You got to test this in worst-case scenario situations. Otherwise, it's pie in the sky, and I hope you make it.
What I'm saying is, if you have, okay, if you have a matrix that shows, you know, leaves off and leaves on, here's what you can and can't do. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But, you know, I don't want this to be a one-man show either. I mean, it just needs to have full contribution, and that takes a little time. But that's okay. We're gonna hammer it out this Thursday night. And I've already got a little web-based, little voting thing I can send out to the club members and say, hey, answer these 10 questions for the club, and we'll tally those, and we'll go the direction the members want to go. But I just need to take a little bit of time and let the rest of the officers look through that to see if, you know, something's been missed.
KN4DWA. Well, I hope they'll come around to real-world thinking, and, you know, you got to be prepared for best case and for scorched earth. So, you know, you don't know what the scorched earth end is, and be prepared for that. All of a sudden, you're going to have a bunch of people saying, well, wait a minute, well, which way do I go? Because you did not prepare. Now, KO4. Oh, Chandler, I'm sorry, buddy. No, it's KO4. WWZ. Chad, that's Chandler came in there. In case you don't know him, and I was talking to him yesterday about this, and I believe he has some interest in it, too.
This KO4 WWZ. I know Chad. Chad's the one that helped me study for my amateur radio exam.
That may be why you had such a hard time passing.
Gotcha, Chad.
Chandler's said he yesterday said he was interested in this simplex net a little bit.
Well, I'll talk with him offline and get him squared away and see if we can, you know, get him included to the list. So I know Chandler.
Well, good. Yep. Well, listen, so y'all gonna meet Thursday night, and I'll just try to get checked in on Monday night.
I know I'm talking to KO4NUE, but who else is in there? I forgot to call, son. I got a sort of all good.
KN4BWA, Steve there, Chandler. I talked to you earlier today, buddy.
KN4BWA, okay, I got you. Thank you, Steve. Nice to hear you again. Nice to hear you too, Chad. How you doing?
Good, bud. How about you? You hanging in there today?
Well, I'm actually headed to a job interview right now at AutoZone. Thought I'd get on the radio for a little bit while I'm heading that way.
Watch your mud hole, little boy.
All right. So which one are you applying for?
They want your mud hole, little boy.
Chad, do you hear that?
No, sir, I don't hear anything, Chandler. What store are you trying to apply for?
I'm applying for the Easley store, but I'm going to Berea because they called and said they had a job fair going on in the Berea area today, and they wanted me to be there at 4 o'clock to interview.
They want him right on the
way. I got you. Well, What time is your interview process?
4 o'clock, sir. 4 o'clock. KO4WZ.
Well, good luck to you. I know you can do it, and I'm just tickled to death. I hope you get it. I know that'd be pretty helpful to you. You could probably get a pretty good discount on parts too, right?
They want to rent you my home.
I'm getting some interference from Citizens Stand or something. It's somebody shouting, watch your mouth, little boy. I don't know what's going on.
I can't hear it, bud. He must not be putting out too much. I can't hear him. But anyway, what's going on at home? Everything all right with you, Mom?
They want to rent your mud hole, boy.
Yeah, everything's going all right. So far, Mama's all right, Stepdad's all right, everyone seems to be doing good.
You get your butt hole, little boy.
I'll go ahead and back out on you guys. I'm just about to get to the hacienda, so, hey, Chad, I will talk to you again soon, buddy, and, if you get a chance later on, give me a call on the landline, okay? KO4WWZ, KN4NUE, y'all have a good one. KN4BWA, clear.
Roger that. Nice talking to you, Steve. 73's to you, bud, and be safe. And, all right, so Chandler, tell me what's going on with the base station. You got any plans for a base station?
He wants to come to your house, little boy.
KO4NUE, KO4WWZ, it's going to be in a little while. I'm going to have to get permission.
Next train onto West Park.
WWV, KO4NUE.
Sir?
You said you're going to have to do what now?
Sure, it's okay with my parents. I think they'll mind. It's just, we live in a trailer, and the little heater that I have in my bedroom, well, it causes, if I run it and Dad's in the living room watching the TV, if I run the heater high, it'll take out the TV. You don't cut off the power to some parts of the house, so I'm going to have to be very careful if I do get to hook up the day station in the house. KS4WWG.
Alright, well, I'm thinking you should be able to, you know, just stay on the lowest power you need. Don't transmit full power. That's not the name of the game here. The name of the game is to transmit only what's needed. So you're in a pretty good spot. So I'm thinking if you can make it in with a handheld at 3 watts, barely, but you can make it in. I'm thinking you ought to be able to hit that repeater at about 10 watts, which is, maybe 5 or 6 watts, maybe, on a power supply. But I understand what you're saying. But anything I can do to help you with it, let me know.
Right now, boy, on your metal.
Chad, I have a CB antenna on my car, but it's mounted on the trunk. Could that be raising interference? I mean, it's not even hooked up right now. Coax is disconnected.
I don't think that's got anything to do with it, Chandler, but it's all good. Yeah, just like I said, anything you need, I'm sorry, but I'm in the middle of traffic here. Anything you need getting that base station set up, just let me know, okay?
Yes, sir, I will let you know. I will.
All right.
Did you get a telephone call from Mandale yesterday?
KS4WWZ. I got a text. I texted him. He said that I've officially been accepted to the group.
Congratulations, young man. Congratulations. Good deal. So, I'm tickled to death. I'm tickled to death. I talked with him yesterday, and I said, so, he said, Chandler had been accepted into the group, and I said, well, have you heard anything you know about me and Chris? And he said, nope, hadn't heard a thing. So you got in there first, so good deal, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
KL4NUE here. Sorry about that. I'm in the middle of downtown having a hard time navigating. But, you know, sometimes interference pops up from sometimes. And you just have to, you know, just kind of push it off to the side a little bit. Sometimes those CBers get out of hand and it, you know, causes problems. But don't worry about that. Just let me know, like I said, when you get ready to get your 2 meter set up outside. Let me know what I can do to help you, and we'll get it set up. So you got your power supply ordered?
They lost my last year, little boy.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't have a power supply ordered. I'm kind of waiting a little bit for that. I'm sitting here at AutoZone. Let me check the time. You got a time, Chad? What's the time?
3:25 in the afternoon.
Interview is at 4 o'clock, so I believe we'll be okay for a few more minutes. KO4MUE, KO4WZ, go ahead. WWZ, go ahead, sir.
You got a couple of minutes, KO4NUE. You have got about 30 minutes, but you need to be in there probably 10 minutes early, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You'll do just fine. Just KO4NUE here. You'll do just fine. Take your time. Take a deep breath when you go in there. Be polite. Just say yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, whoever's, you know, giving you the application. And don't act like you know it all. Just tell them, hey, I've got a lot to learn, but I'm willing to learn. So that goes a long way. But being polite and being respectful, that means a lot.
Sir, thank you, Chad. KS1NUV. It's KS1WWZ. When you get a second, I need you to call me over the phone. But other than that, well, what you got planned for today?
Home to my beautiful wife. She's been out of town all day, and I am gonna go home and probably cook her a nice meal for supper tonight.
Sounds like a plan, Stan. I love it. What y'all gonna have for supper? KS1WWZ.
For sure, I'm thinking maybe spaghetti. She likes spaghetti. And maybe some good garlic bread to go with it.
I love spaghetti. Mainly because the sauce tastes good. With the noodles and the meatballs, you can't beat that.
Well, listen, bud, I'm gonna let you go. Take you a couple of minutes and check yourself. Make sure I'm not sure what you're wearing, but, you know, make sure you ain't got no food on your shirt, and make sure your collars are down, and make sure you know, presentable. And just check yourself before you go inside. Take a deep breath and answer whatever questions they've got, honestly. And let me know how it turns out. I'd love to know.
Well, Chad, thank you. And don't forget, give me a call on the cell when you get a chance. Thank you, sir. KO4WWZ, I'll be clear on your file.
KO4NUE, I'm clear to 73, bud.
NUE, KI4DOS.
KO4NUE.
Hey, bud, just want to let you know you left your glasses.
Yeah, well, good. Just leave them over there. That way, when next time I'm over there, I won't have to hunt mine. I leave them everywhere. So, I ain't worried about it. I got 3 pairs in the truck, 15 pair at home, 6 pair at Chris's shop, 6 pair in the cabin. And that way I won't ever have to worry about a pair of glasses.
Okay, buddy. Just thought I'd let you know. I mean, you came in with them. I didn't know you had so many extras laying around. But we'll hang on to them for you. Not a problem. You be careful out there on the road, and tell Miss Anna we said hello. Talk to you later. KO4NUE, KI4DOS.
Okay, appreciate it. KO4NUE, clear.
KO4WWZ model and monitoring for the next 10 to 15 minutes. KO4WWZ model.
HKX, mobile.
Where's that LK?
How's your day going?
Sorry, I was making a turn there. Doing well, how about yourself?
I'm a little behind schedule today and not going to make it to everywhere, but it just is what it is. I can't afford all the driving anyway.
Still, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I mentioned this morning that was at 4:49. It's now up to 4:79. They actually had the sign turned off for a while.
Because they got to go up on their prices, so it's still cheaper than everywhere else.
And that one I got last night, where I stopped last night at 4:74, it's 5:04 now.
Vancouver on 123 was 515 this morning. I didn't even look when I come back through.
For that one either. Talking about it, I think we're jinxing it.
No, sir, I did not.
You, but I didn't hear you on the radio at all.
Today, I've been, like I said, just running behind all day, it feels like. Busy, I've been having a hard time getting people off the truck instead of standing around talking.
For my, one of my pickup accounts, I call them every day around 12 o'clock, and they'll say, we have one trailer, or we'll have two, or maybe three, whatever. And she told me, we got one, or we'll just do a swap out today. And I said, so just one? And she said, yes. So I took my time at lunch and was in no hurry. Finished lunch, and they called me and said, where are you? We've got this one ready, and we're going to have another one. She wasn't the normal person that answers the phone, though, so I have to excuse her for that.
Make them come down on you any less. They still, why ain't you here? Why ain't you got this done? Maybe because you give me the wrong information?
Well, I'm at my next pickup at 3:15, and I'm already, I just left the building with an empty trailer to go there, so I should be all right, but it put me a little behind.
Too much to put you behind when you're on a schedule, that's for sure.
Well, let's see, what else I got going on? I've been putting together some antenna stuff. I bought some ground wire or grounding straps and grounding cables. Got a couple lightning arresters. I got a little box to put them in and got that all ready to go. I just need to mount it outside and then start. Got some new coax jumpers made up to run from there into the house. So I'm getting there.
Got a roll of LMR 400 delivered to the house. Should be there today.
100-foot roll?
Yes, I did.
See if I ask you what that set you back?
Not sure, but it was somewhere in the neighborhood of $600.
Dollar a foot, maybe.
The best deal I could find on it. I tried to go up to the wireman, but I can't ever get there, and it's just easier to have it delivered to the house.
Any of it. But if you think you will have any extra, I might be interested in talking to you about taking some of that off your hand for the, you know, obviously I would reimburse you.
Chad and I split this roll, so I don't know if I'll have any left or not. We'll have to wait and see, because he was needing some too, so we decided we'd split this one.
Good, then, never mind. Just if you do, let me know. If not, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal.
Well, the best deal I could find was at DX Engineering and having it delivered. They free shipping, so that helped out some.
Got a bunch of some of my little stuff from them. It still added up pretty good, but and over a certain price, it's free shipping.
I'm going to hop out of here and buy some of this liquid gold, so I'll be back in a few minutes. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear for a moment.
I'll be where I'm going by the time you get done, unless you're just topping it off. Good to hear you today. KO4 HKX and 4ZLK.